Wagwan fam, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! This is episode 41, and today I'm super excited because I'm not alone in studio. Whether I'm shooting at, shooting location is Lake City Studios. Shout out to Lake City Studios. I'm joined by two very good friends of mine, and you can see that they're male friends. So I'll let them introduce themselves.
We are male friends
from the right and then to my left.
Okay, so my name is Toots. I am a corporate MC and wedding MC. I also host social events, and I am also a passionate talk show host.
Wagwan wadao, mi jina yangu mzuri sana naitwa Stanley. Jina Stani naitwa Stano Magwedegweda Makinutia. Ama shisholwaka, ama nata. Na napenda zina build my youth. Siyo ndo mimi sasa.
Oh, dope. By the way, I have to ask, what is Magwedegwede?
Magwedegwede is that person who loves sitting next to women. I'm a girl.
Hey! Yes, just kaya tamu. Inakakama zile tamu za Steve Simple Boy.
Yes, that's for class. Tukodaro.
Oh, welcome to the episode.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you. I was even talking to my friend about this today.
Okay.
I realized that I have a lot of male friends. Guy! Like, 90% of my friends are male.
Okay.
And then people, like, watu wanashanganga, eh, na wewe, you're always around boys. Like, unakuangaji na a lot of male friends.
So you're cheating on us. You're cheating on this friendship already.
And then I was like, kwani dema izikuwa beshte na boy, like, tukwe tu mabeshte, like, friendship. Like, people still find that abnormal. I'm like, it's normal. Sindio? Ama, what do you think?
Right now, with our generation size, it's normal. But what lot wa kitambo wana inaka primitive way them kutembea na mabu.
But they come to think of it, our parents. That's a tipa mambo alikuwa na mabishite boy.
Yeah, alikuwa na
mabishite
boy ni budak.
So, people like platonic relationships, platonic friendships. Is it a thing? Is it okay? Like, can it work?
Yeah, I think it's a thing. It can work, especially with Gen Z. Yeah, because we have a lot of social lives. Unajua sahi tuko era ya kila mtu ni yako TikTok, Facebook, wapi na ni apps za kuinteract basically. So for my case now, inaweza work.
But by the for context purposes, if you're watching this and don't know what platonic relationships or friendships mean, so platonic friendships is male and female friendships. But non-sexual and non-intimacy.
Okay.
Zero intimacy, zero sexual contact. Now that is sexual. Just friendship. That's now platonic friendship.
Okay.
So do you have a platonic friendship?
I have so many platonic friendships. You are one of them.
Yeah, with that. Truth is a very good friend of mine. Hata kuna wengine wako behind the scenes. Shout out to Kalonji and Elbow behind the scenes. Wewe uko na friends who are female. A lot.
Wengi sana.
And when I say if you have female friends, I mean those that you haven't had sex with. When you have sex, kwa sure.
Unajua, though, in order for platonic relationship, like, wewe msi mwenye unapenda, like, such kind of relationship. Labda ulivunjwanga roho before. But kama sisi ulivunjwa roho 1997, unapata, like, we are living in a platonic relationship. Like, tunajibuild sisi wenyewe, unaget.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's true. So I was asking, can you have a platonic relationship after you've seen each other naked?
So first of all, why would you see each other naked?
Coincidence, maybe Toots, me sina kujanga kwako mara moja. Ile niki kujanga kwako for by mistake, unione ndede.
Anishe wewe.
Unione uchi. Unaweza... Can our relationship it require the same bado?
Okay, it require the same. Inalingana na how deep to may connect previous in the friendship. For your case, it require the same. As in the same way, tu ni kupate swimona bikini na mini.
Ah, naked, like
naked.
Mnyama.
Abu itabidi tuonge kando.
Yeah. Kuna any female friends wenye mko umona naked?
Female friends.
And has it changed your relationship and your friendship?
No, I sijai on any of my female friends naked. Unajua friendship iko na boundaries like any other thing. So, sijai patikana in that awkward situation. See, you respect boundaries. Unapata tu, boundaries.
Mimi mara marafiki zangu wengi nimeona uchi kabisa. Unajua
mimi
vibaya sana. Mimi nikigrow na madem around my surrounding una get. Mimi kusema hata dem nimeona kikuwa high school form 2, nimeona kikuwa uchi, uni uchi. Hadi sasa hizi naweza muona.
Na it affect your friendship ama how you see her? It doesn't affect how you see her.
So then it can't.
Like, I let that sexual tension.
I wazy Jew.
Me with my friends, I have a lot of male friends, and I always try as hard, like, to sipita your level ya sasa we have to see each other naked ama those awkward things because itakuwa awkward and then it will bring a lot of sexual tension.
Okay.
So I hata sana na venye to maintain.
Una get na dem kukua which is normal but na boy unajua the moment ako naked dekina smama obviously kutakuwa na una feel una get.
Mm.
So
them kukua uchi it's okay but just at the moment boy ako uchi deki
si ni the same to way when you mesema like it a little lot of sexual tension.
Yeah. And another question, can you have a platonic relationship if you're in a relationship?
Yeah, I can have a platonic relationship
if come on when you say sit my best friend we are good friends and then maybe you have a chile and then she knows that I'm your friend. Does it interfere with the relationship?
It depends. Unajua people have different personalities. So kuna watu wako more understanding than others. Then kuna watu you have a match akataya kubali it change the fact that you and you already having a friend who is of another sex.
So how as for understand if you don't get an understanding girlfriend.
Unajua say in my case na in to balance in my case lazima ku understanding juu unajua niko in the social space. So kae hizi deal na wewe hata deal na watu.
Unakonga man crowd sana.
Yeah, sure.
can you have a platonic relationship if you are in a relationship?
To me it can't work juu unajua zisema ati venye tu tunasema ati mtu understanding madam so understanding unajua noda nikikuwa in a platonic relationship much attention nitakuwa nimekuwekea wewe hapo. What about my partner? Unadhani atakuwa comfortable?
You know if you are in a relationship unaleta yourself ule mwingine analeta herself. So these are two people merging to form one. Inamaanisha kitu wewe umesema wewe ni stano magwedegwede. Hata tumuite Daisy.
Yeah.
Ndio maana kuna difference ya jina pia na difference ya personalities. So what if relationship yenu you break na already umesha lose social life yako? Unaona? Haiko haitakuwa worth it. Then another thing ya kukuwa na beshte yenye inaweza fanya ni unaweza share out a lot of issues na huyo beshte yako in terms of kubuild your relationship. Yeye ni dem anaelewa madem one more. Deeper.
But me, on a personal level, I think my platonic relationships have really affected my personal relationships.
Oh,
okay. It has, I won't lie. It may affect. Like, I'm a bona nikujenga. Like, me, mabishita zangu na nikolingi sana. See, if your friends, you have to talk, like, almost all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, in affecting, so wananembenga, like, wana kongatua around my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Sasa wanadhani me, I have, like, other partners. Nakumba, it's just friends. Njua ukiambia boy flani, your boyfriend that I have a male friend. Of course, I did. So, I wanted to ask, like, what would you do if your significant other had a male friend?
Hata me, I'd be insecure. Eh, maboy ni watu waamini. Unajua mademo anakuwa vulnerable. Boy anaweza geuza tu story in a minute na ameanza kupray on best yake. So, I'd be insecure, I understand that.
But I think also females are insecure. And I was watching even on YouTube, but so if your partner, if significant other has a female friend or a male friend, you have to know. Utakashirika sipo introduce. Seme mimi, nini, what's it? Wewe, ukona dem, sindio? Alafu, uja mintroduce kwangu. Uja nintroduce kwake. Atasikia aje. But mimi nakongatua hapo. Atasikia aje.
Kuna kitu hapo chini ya maji. Kuna kitu.
Ama tuseme mimi sit na date. Mimi na yes na date. Afu ni Stano is my platonic friend. And I've never introduced Stano to you. You don't know Stano. But he's always there talking to me. Utafila aje.
But I mean ni kwambie.
Ukijua ati. At the end of. Afu kujua ujua. But I. But this Stano anakonga boy wangu. Uje jua uni mse wangu mse.
Wacha ni kwambie kitu. Acha ni yeke in this context. Unajua mimi ni mluya. So. Ukitaka kukula kuku, usiangalie mali kuku ina feed ama mali imetembea. Bora imerudi jioni time yake 6 ukaifunga. Kama unajua utaichinja kesho na ichinja mapema alafu imeisha.
Lakini
ukianza ku dig deep into a lot of nini utapata so many reasons to use against someone.
Umesema ikirudi jioni ni sawa lakini during the day pigwe services vizuri, si ndio?
Juu hata ukiamua kuifara during the day haita change anything.
So unasema ti like easy work. Platonic and
relationship. Inalingana kwa context ya boy akikuwa na platonic relationship na friendship na dem a bit wake but boy na like akue tuseme mimi akue na dem yangu akue na best boy ndakuwa insecure kiasi.
Imagine easy work ndo maana most of the time ukikonga na mtu wako unasikianga saa zingine ukimkosea na kuambia enda kwa tooth. Enda kwa tooth.
Siende kwa kibasi.
Siende kwa kibasi.
By the way.
Una get?
Okay.
Hata kuonesha like it can't work but venya na kuongelesha. Inakuonesha like aja approve you chimu nafanya.
Mimi na yeye akikuja kwangu nitamtreat fit so sawa.
But but research shows, and I think it's true. Mm. According to me, I think I don't want to speak on a female perspective, but I think all males should have female friends. Should have at least female friends. Even other male people say that. Men also say that it's good. Like kukwana that genuine female friendship. Mm. Inside there, I was even reading here. Like, do you support that?
Unajua sisi wanaume wanakuanga na, let me quote it, mother issues. Una get. Mm. So lazima you need some feminine energy in your life,
mm,
away from what you actually love. Una get. Mm. So I think I support that.
So let me read it for you. Like, if you wanna surround yourself with some real people, some loyalty, surround yourself with girls or women. As a man, that is, as a man. See a female. Surround yourself with girls or women, and not women you're sleeping with, but women you're cool with.
Mm.
They're gonna ride with you. Itakuwa ride or die by the way. Hiyo kitu mjo inakuanga underrated sana.
But sasa let me just intercept kiasi. Unajua most platonic relationships you end up kwa actual real relationships.
Mshazoeana.
Kuna platonic relationship yangu kwa mimi basi yangu hakuna platonic
relationship. I think nta hapo ndio nta proceed. That's where I come in.
Kuna a lot of mate na honga. No, hakuna bidhe. But kuna zingine of course tulivuka nini and then I was like, this ain't platonic anymore.
Unajua sikia mtu anakuambia ati actually tena penda ngavu ni unakuanga mkuu. Mkuu.
Mkuu aje na wewe unajua ni mhot.
So like as a man,
uh-huh,
it's good surround yourself with girls or women, and not women that you're sleeping with, but women that you're cool with, and they're gonna ride with you. If you help a girl that you ain't screwing, they'll be loyal for life.
For real?
They'll be loyal.
Okay.
That's... In my show. For free.
But
so get girls that are just friends. They're the best investments.
Mm. But sasa shida ni unajua ku build friendship ni ngumu. Ju most approaches, most male or keep my approaches to ladies, them who kwanga tuna fix mind umsi ananitak. Hiyo ndio shida.
Sahi.
Hiyo ndio shida.
Ay, na depend on the approach.
Provided tu mse ame kuapproach, squeeze ma demo dhani mse akuna interest.
Mwaza tu sa kuja jintroduce, hi Charity, mimi ni MC, utafikiria nini, uwa antaka kunikula na hii kazi yake.
Na hii kazi yake,
na mimi antaka kukupatia connection, mimi antaka kupatia job part.
Na maybe nimekuambia mimi ni MC ndiyo niongeze, ni broaden network yangu.
Una marinate, wanasimangu una marinate yu madhe.
Okay.
Oh, that's another way to view it. Anyway, I have a segment here. Apart from tuachana mambo za relationship kiasi.
Okay.
I have a segment here on Unspoken where I ask 5 questions, 5 under 5. 5 questions under 5 seconds.
Okay, so.
Quick fire question.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
What is something you wish people knew about you?
Which people?
What is something you wish people knew about you?
That I'm wacha tuanze na huko, wacha tuanze na huko.
Acha niwaanishe, the main, what is something you wish people knew about you? Mimi nishanasemanga ngo hapo kwa hiyo ni question like that is why I started unspoken. Unspoken.
Okay.
Like what is something
people knew about you? So we like tunafaa kujibu in like 5 seconds.
Wewe jibu.
Okay, something I wish people knew about me. I am a very hardworking, ethical guy.
Masi watu wanajua, watu wanajua.
I think hapo kwa ethics.
Oh, kuna ethics.
Mbaya sana. Like me heshimu a lot.
Baiza mjoe msimo wewe ni MC. Ukienda ngoko MC, do girls throw yourself over you?
Definitely.
And how do you deal with that? Women, because I see girls, women. Sina konga kwa ma MC.
Now the fun thing about that is that you can always get your next client from that.
Sasa una flat now do na jana za kwa next client.
Unajua sasa pia uwezi interact na dem the same way na interact na stano. Unajua ma dem lazima kuwa bit soothing now. Una get.
Mm.
So lazima tu kuwe mtamu hata kama utaki.
Stand out is something we should know about you.
Okay, mimi nayo chenye watu wangeza jua kunihusu ni like naweza kaa chini na advice mzee ni ku empower rather than sazigini kukaa tu hii maisha ya youth like sazigini mkamu na chill. Yoni chini watu wengi wajui juu. Yeah. Personality zangu ziko tafauti.
Tafauti.
Kwa hivyo ni shumi siku juu ku advocate ku.
Juu tu. The last time tulikuwa na yeye tulikuwa kwa escapade ya kuchipa.
Tulikuwa kwa escapade. Adi leo umesikia kujijua. Unistano
wajazazozijinyima haki yako, whatever you want to do, whatever you love, unaona. Alafu tena chenye watu wange watu wezijua, like sometimes I normally come nikae tu chini nitulie tu, like saa zingine tu nikae away from people, nikae nitulie juu wasengu wanaona, like I normally talk, unajua artwork inabidi uongee, social work inabidi, like kila time venye unaji express in the public. At times mimi naweza kaa tu nikose kuongea the whole day. At times naweza kaa even a month without having sex. Jua tuingo na niambia ngana usiare na kanga tu mse honi 24/7 and that's not me.
Mtu honi 24/7 anakaa.
Anakastano venye anaambia so.
Me my something not nilisema hapa my confidence. Everyone thinks that I'm very confident, I'm overconfident.
Oh, you are not?
I'm not.
For real?
Okay. Like, kuna time unasikenga tu, I mistake kwa confident.
So you are shy girl.
I'm shy.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
What is your go-to lazy dinner? Siku jisiki kupika kejani.
Kitu.
Your go-to lazy dinner.
Is it like itanga supper, mambo ya dinner, hiyo ya tujui.
Basi supper.
Sasi, hiyo tunachukua tu, nachukua biscuits kwa duka na nakunywa na juu.
You're too lazy.
Sita dishes za kudu nini? So mimi niko sote.
Mimi indomie. Juu ni rahisi kupika teketeka. Alafu karatasi yake hiyo naitandika kwa sahani hivi na naweka indomie na kula. Nikimaliza hiyo karatasi na dispose kwa bin. Sahani ni safi.
With the indomie ama egg. Ndio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Indomie and egg. Aya, what's the most unusual or unique talent or skill you possess?
The most unusual. Okay, I think I can speak into existence.
Ah, for real. Manifesting, I'm aning.
What's another manifesting?
Unaweza prophesy.
More or less. Naweza kuambia kitu ama naweza kuwa naongelea kitu alafu ina happen hadi mimi mwenyewe na ni surprise. Hiyo design.
Na ulikuwa na bahatisha.
Na ulikuwa na bahatisha.
Tu niambie my future. Kitai podcast itiko na chase kitai.
Sasa unajua sasa for your case ni hiyo kitu inafai kwa reflex eh? It's okay from
you. I'm some.
Aburudi.
What's the most unusual or unique talent or skill you possess?
Acting.
Hiyo ni unusual. Like, unusually like umpreje expect ama kama yeye ndio kwako. But stuck you another. Acting talents, what you know, a lot of actors. Like unusual talent or skill, but this is not your talent. Or skill. Like, when you talk to me, akikuja sema, hey, you know, fanya kitu kai, amini. Like, unaweza do kitu kai.
Sasa kukuchange, tuseme kama kukuchange msemo ya natumia miadarati. Kukuchange mpaka arudi akuwe
piwa. Kumtransform.
Vizuri sana. Very good at that.
Sasa, unataka kusema kutumia miadarati?
100% I don't use drugs.
None.
Mr. Director, we tuendelee
tukupiga. Bora tu tumecheka nini? 100% I don't use drugs.
Oh, that's
drugs.
Nice.
So we find most of the time you think one they believe like using drugs you ni nafanya wanakuwa happy. And mimi I have my own way that kuji make happy. Mimi kuvaa ni swim ni kule. Hiyo najibamba.
So umse amesema atumii drugs but unajua yeye hutumia tu drugs akiwa mgonjwa.
Nilikuwa mgonjwa.
Mimi natafanya hiyo like nan kukuwa na alcoholic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mimi nacha like alcohol for good one.
Okay.
Ni pole pole tu.
Na kale.
Uzuri mimi I don't drink.
Ni mtu ambaye don camera and it's true. Hey, that's squeezy.
We've hung out with you guys before. I don't drink. But they actually find me as some boring company.
Yeah. Ni sema wewe it's leak.
Leak.
Tuendele.
YouTube or Netflix?
Netflix.
Mimi ni mtu wa YouTube juice. Most of the time sinanga a lot of times ama so
me Netflix maybe nataka investment. Kama umeanza series. Mimi YouTube or Netflix. Pia mi YouTube. Kuna vitu mwa YouTube.
Unaweza compare YouTube na Netflix jamani. Sasa, YouTube na Netflix. Netflix unapata like all the things you want to do.
YouTube kuna movies. YouTube kuna podcast. YouTube kuna music.
Funny enough. Netflix haina music. Funny enough, vitu zote ziko Netflix. Utazipata YouTube na kazi iko zinakuja.
YouTube iko na music, iko na podcast, iko na movies. Iko na everything. Iko na comedy, acting, everything. Me, pia me YouTube. I had the last one. What's something you're sensitive about that you'd wish people didn't joke about?
Something I'm sensitive... I'm so sensitive about my future. Like, future and everything. For instance, when you're like, right now we are seeing a lot of marriages breaking.
Mm.
Ni kama msani ambie, hata we in future ukiwa marriage yako itanini. Ama, Jumina penda, I love good looking chicks, light skin nini. So niseme, bada mina penda light skin, I should marry one. Alafu msea niambie, utawa ni msura mbaya. So hizo vitu unibo. So I'm so sensitive about my future. Because I know I deserve the best.
Future. Yeah. Nice.
Mimi according to me bana mimi spendi mtu na body shame mzee. Una body shame mtu na ni God ali create kila mzee. Oh, okay. Atuko na forward. Ni yangu amani yako, si ni yangu.
Okay.
Yeah. What I'm sensitive about and the way people did joke about is religion and God.
Okay.
Oh, hey, me, okay. I'm very sensitive about that. Ati msema nita kusema, kwanza imi kuna mimingine na ni umangaro. Enye hiyo, mtu wanasemanga, imi minasemanga. Ati Sunday, kuna stika mshaya na, ati Sunday, ati leo Sunday kumunyamaza, watu warochafu, wameenda kanisa.
Okay.
Shane mimi.
But hiyo kitu umesema ni kweli, I've been observed enough.
God and religion. I don't like people joke about God and religion and everything about that. Yeah, so that's a tuendelee to platonic relationships. Okay. Tunamaliza.
Tunamaliza.
What, producer, 10 minutes. 2:40 ama 30? 30. So, oh yeah. Aya, if what happens, aya, this scenario, case scenario, what if you've been in a relationship before and now mkakosana and now want to, is there a chance of having a platonic relationship?
But that you can be for my case I am a mini best of my ex wangu wote, like no bad blood. Your bad blood ilisha, then after some time unaona kuna haja waste your time yote mlikuwa, so afadhali mko mabesha. So I talk well about si ongea fit.
We are not friends with my ex. Mimi tukikosana na kublock na delete your number, I unfollow you on all social media.
Mini besha mama most of my ex ever since campus.
So you can pressure. Still be friends.
We are friends.
You talk some longer.
What do you say? You are doing good.
Like, I see that I'm doing good. Kuna tu a lot of conversations that we have.
Well, can you be friends with them?
I can never be friends with my ex. We cannot build anything at a relationship.
Like a platonic relationship, but hi, at you checking on you.
Unajua?
Atachukua advantage juu yako.
Mimi napenda ku bank on friendship sana. So spendi ku lose bonds nisha create.
But can you
kama
unajua ex itakuwa too bitter for like 1 year hivi, alafu after baadaye utaona ume move on life and then uko like au msesani beshte ameona uchi wangu man like so
hapo mama kwa uchi unapata tuwezi kwa mabeshte juu nitakuwa na ile sexual desire tena ukirudi na
vitu kama sexual desire na ni
so unasikia kama mtu kaa tu anasema na he can go back to her ex una get. Maybe the moment to make up a more than that connect.
Mr. Jesse, I can go back to my ex. I mean, I am friends with close to all of my exes. Sija kwa in relationships kadha, so ni niko tu na 3 exes na mimi nimesha
so
that.
So to me conclude, mimi nasemanga me I can't be friends with my ex. I'm not friends with any of my ex. Tukikosana I delete your number, I block you, I unfollow you on Instagram, Facebook, everywhere.
Kila mtu ndiye yake.
Kila mse, I don't want you viewing my status.
Okay.
Kwanza I was listening to I think a radio show, Juzi, and then someone alikuwa analeta issue boy fulani akasema I have my friend akona they dated with an ex akakosana. After that ex sasa ni dem tena, the worst thing it was dem was still simping, like it was over a year ago. Na pia the worst thing walikosana, mjo kuna ile kosana maybe unaweza achana in good terms and bad terms, so all achana in bad terms. And then the chick is she's always viewing the status, she's always viewing the story and I like story anamwambia hi akipiga look anambia hey look smart, and then the boy is like ay what's wrong with this chick, see we move on, see tulisha kosana, anampea hints kwani bado anamtaka.
So umesema uki break up na ex una kwa bita una unblock una
siku bita, like na move on, like
una move on,
una simu jaimuona
sawa.
Uki kwa na chileka huyo mwenye mshakosana 1 year later ana kutext, what will you do in that situation? Kutext ana na usha move on, wote uko na demu mwingine.
Niko na demu mwingine but unaweza pata kuna kitu anataka, so lazima
nitafutie.
Yeah.
Sasa utampe kinyo anataka na sasa
uko na si labda ni 2000 like urgently.
Utamtea tuke urgently.
Mbona ni mnyime na alikuwa besha yangu.
She was once part of your happiness.
Yeah.
Hey, tatukunge itori. So me, as we wrap up, in conclusion, who wants to conclude first? Do platonic relationships work? Are they something that we should normalize? Are they something like we should invest in? Should we invest in platonic relationships?
Me actually, as you wrap up this beautiful, beautiful conversation with these beautiful people, let me just say this. Unajua, it's hard to have platonic relationships, especially for my boy. Unajua, my boy, naturally too, unakuanga harmful, eh? We ni fisi tu chini ya maji. Kuna that masculine energy. So, ningumu sana kukua in a platonic relationship. Most of the time, hata mimi, au mabeshte niko nao ni unapata ulikuwa na eyes for them alafu uko na iwezi ndio kam friend zone.
Mm.
Una get?
Mm.
Yeah, so it's a bit tricky but happens.
So, should you invest? Kwanza niwaambia my boy.
Mimi naweza invest.
My boy is so good. It's not a nice
story. Eh, exactly for watu wenye wanafanya ni creative scarcity unahitaji content yako kufikia more people na madem ndio the right plug for such.
Mimi I believe like we need all to invest in platonic relationship. Unapata hapo hivyo ndo most of the time utakuwa na share na mse.
Mm.
Shida yuko na unajua mental health ni kitu ya maana by the way.
Very true.
Na unajua hii platonic relationship.
Mm.
Despite kuna zile vitu privilege utapata kama zizi zinafaa but utakuwa unapata karibu 90/90 kuna chini utapata hapo hivyo katikati unaona mtashare a lot utalearn una get.
True. I also advocate for platonic relationship. Me honestly my platonic relationships those make the longest since I had them and those meniokolea the most. Zingine siwezi sema but platonic relationship like zimekuwa like au kuna maboy kama nyinyi tumekuwa mabeshe for long.
Yeah, for
wewe one. Kina bright kina nani tumekuwa friends for long. Mm. I mean she like with my male friends. I think when I was in campus I lived with them for like a whole year. Ado like niko nishina maboy watano kwa nyumba moja.
Watano.
Watano. Eh. Until my friends last unashije na maboy wote. Ukosema then I'm like they're my friends. Na tulikuwa tunabeste wengine hapo like we are real friends. Na your friendship like it may grow a lot. So me I'll advocate for girls. It's nice to have at least some two male friends. I'm like have male friends. Kuna ile ku have that male friendship kenye male anakupea yenye female friendship pia zikwa. Of course I advocate for sisterhood pia female friendship pia ziko hapo on the top of the list. It's good to have that sisterhood and also to have some male friends unakokolea. That's what's up.
Yeah, so that's what's up.
How was
it was nice. It was a nice conversation. So you guys in case you guys want a male friend I'm here. A week here will plug you to my contacts.
By that you plug in social media.
Social media, Instagram, Facebook, MC Tootskachi, that's MC then TootsKachi. Instagram Tootskachi, Twitter Tootskachi.
Uh-huh. Okay, you can follow me on my Facebook account. Jusisi wa Kikuyu, my name is Stanley Libonde Mudieki on Facebook, Stanley Libonde Mudieki on Instagram, same to TikTok.
Thank you guys for coming. I hope you enjoyed.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed.
So guys, that's what's up. That's a wrap for episode 41. Shout out to the speakers, by the way. Na sound class ana waita farm but the speakers. Shout out to you speakers for the support you give me. Remember to join our Telegram community. Now showing you, by the way, join Unspoken Podcast Telegram community. We share a lot of issues on mental health. It's a safe space for us. So join our Telegram community. Interact and follow us on our social media platforms at Unspoken Podcast KE on all social media platforms, at Awin Awiti on my personal platform. And if you'd like to support my work, if you'd like to support our community, I also have an M-Pesa till number. I'll put it here, Afachini, and let me read it for you. If you want to support our work, 862-7528. That's what's up, and I'll see you guys on the next episode. Remember to want more for yourself and keep it unspoken. Adios.
Peace out.